Welcome to Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick from Holistic Chiropractic Center at Liberty Village in Stillwater. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, keep listening. Healthy Living features topics, tips, and tricks for a healthier you. And now, Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick.
Then I'm walking in Memphis. Just walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis. But do I really feel the way I feel?
It's just too bad that Mark didn't record Walking in the Twin Cities or Western Wisconsin. But seriously, who could argue with the unique soul of music in Memphis? Anyway, you're listening to Healthy Living, where I can say that walking is unequivocally one of my favorite exercises. Though there are other exercises recommended for healthy living, walking ranks high because of its benefits with little injury risk to the body. And the fact that it can be performed by people of most any age and condition by tailoring it to fit an individual's needs. It can be enjoyed indoors or outdoors, and you can even take KLBB with you as you walk. Most of the past studies praising walking's benefits were performed on constant speed walkers. But some excellent news from Ohio State University was just published in September's issue of Biology Letters. In the article, researchers concluded that the greatest benefits of walking actually come from, well, changing it up a bit. Rather than having a uniform speed, alternating between faster and slower speeds than natural had greater benefit for burning calories. 20% more calories, that is. While this news might be most exciting for treadmill makers and others in exercise science, I think that it has some implications that all of us can benefit from. Countering our human tendencies by decreasing the walking pace for short distances and adding in variation can result in better calorie burns. Think of this next time you visit a mall, for example, or stroll through a park. There are other ways to improve walking's calorie burn by including other things that are somewhat unnatural to our typical feel for walking. These might include using a backpack, putting weight on our legs, alternating with more stopping and starting, walking more around curves than in a straight line, and so on. As with all exercises, we want to choose those things that are safe for our health conditions, and walking can give many options. Brisk walking is known to burn calories, help manage stress, tone muscles, and decrease the risks of diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. With the recent publication regarding variable speed walking, I think we'll soon learn of other potential benefits of walking as well.
For more information on healthy living, visit drdavidwick.com. To benefit from Dr. Wick's holistic chiropractic, call 651-342-2083. 651-342-2083. Join us again for Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick next week at this time.